The Got Something to Say podcast is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. When it's time, they'll get you there. South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you.
I've got quite a few guests here on the show today. Very excited to have the cast and crew of a wonderful production, Lewiston Clarkson, which is happening at the Ghostlight Theater in Benton Harbor. How you guys doing today?
Good.
Great. Doing well. Thanks for having us.
Great to have you.
Really good.
Great to have you. Where shall we start? Let's start with Spencer. You're the director of this. It's not even a play. It's two plays in one. So tell me a little bit about how this all works.
Absolutely. So how it works is these plays were written separately, Lewiston and Clarkston, and then they were joined a few years later at a theater in New York that kind of brought a communal meal in between the two shows. And we are honoring that here at the Ghostlight as well with our partnership with the Mason Jar. It's sort of similar to Benton Harbor and St. Joe as well. Lewiston and Clarkston are sort of across the river from each other, Lewiston, Idaho, and Clarkston, Washington. Mm. So it's kind of parallel stories happening at about the same time, okay. Sometimes looking at each other across the river as things happening.
So it's like one play in the first act and then a break, and then it's the second play in the second act, correct?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. The first show is outside and there'll be drinks and Aiden is in part of that cast, yeah, of Lewiston. And then everyone has more drinks or has dinner if they got the dinner option over at the Mason Jar. It's delicious. And then they go into the Black Box Theater and they see Clarkston, which Christian is a part of the cast of.
Oh, I love that. It's really bringing the community aspect of community theater together, which, you're covering the whole Arts District almost with that, like a progressive performance. I love this idea. So let's talk first about that first play, the Lewiston. Aiden, who are you playing in this, and what's it been like doing this show, especially obviously doing a show outside? That's a pretty cool thing to do, but what's it been like doing this show?
Yeah, it's been great. So I play Marnie, and she is coming back to Lewiston, her hometown, after years and years and years of being away. She loses her mother at a very young age, and after that, her grandmother, played by Carol Sizer, cuts her out of her life completely. So she's coming back to maybe find a relationship with her grandmother again, but mostly coming back to the land that she was raised on and born on, and kind of wanting to reclaim that for herself and her adult life.
Oh, fun. You gotta have an accent with this show? Is there an accent in that region?
We haven't been doing much accent, just mostly attitude is what we've incorporated with.
I like that. What's it been like doing a show outside? That obviously adds another element to performance.
Yeah, definitely. So we did the full process inside when we were blocking and rehearsing. And so we just got outside this last week. And it's fun. It adds an entire new layer to it. But the show takes place at a fireworks stand. So it takes place outside. And so it almost does the work for you by kind of being in that environment and kind of, you know, having a train go by and figuring out what you have to do with that and having, you know, a bunch of sparrows behind you chattering away and, mm-hmm. you know, figuring out how to play with that and, you know, still get the story across.
And did I see that right? There's like a big old Airstream camper in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Oh, that makes bringing in set pieces pretty easy. You just park it wherever you can. That's been really cool. Spencer, what's it been like, directing almost two separate plays like this?
Yeah, it's been kind of a blast to get to wrap your head around. We worked on Clarkston for a couple of weeks, and then we switched gears to Lewiston and checked in on Clarkston periodically, yeah, and just sort of. So it's been fun to kind of have almost these two parallel tracks and didn't have too many days of big blocks of rehearsal for both and take over your whole brain. But it's been fun to see how these stories, I'll rehearse one and then realize a connection that they refer to something or some kind of relationship that reminds me of something happening in the other show. So it's been fun to just sort of live in both places at the same time.
Now, it seems like a very large scale production as far as obviously inside, outside and other things and elements, but casts are small.
Correct. Yeah. It's three actors in each show. And so it's a lot of two person scenes. It's a lot of for all the sort of large-ish set pieces that are around in each show. And especially Clarkston, as Christian can attest, has some moving pieces to it. A lot of it is two people trying to figure out, especially that one is two people in Costco, one of them new to the job, one of them pretty burned out there, and figuring out, you know, what could these people be to each other? What could they right. be to each other's family? That sort of thing.
That's really cool. And it opens this weekend, so it's crunch time. You guys are getting everything ready and fine-tuned and ready to go. Christian's in the, like you mentioned, Clarkston, which is another part of this production. Christian, tell me a little bit about what your experience has been like with this show.
Sure. Well, as I was finishing up my school year, my mom was like, hey, there's this theater and near where we live in Benton Harbor, the Ghost Light.
Yeah.
And she's like, you got to audition for one of these plays. And I was like, yeah, I'll give it a shot. So I gave Paul a call and I auditioned, and it was a really cool experience. And so far, Clarkston has been a very unique play for me. It brings the aspect of Huntington's disease, as I play the character Jake, and he deals with this challenge throughout the play. And it's kind of been very special because I've met lots of people along the way who have Huntington's, and I've been able to talk to them on how to best bring light to the subject.
Sure.
And it's just been a really special experience, just trying to bring light to that and also make a beautiful story. Yeah, it's been really amazing. I play the character Jake. As I said, he has about 8 years left to live, and he wants to follow his destiny. And he is a descendant of William Clark. So he decides it's fitting for him to make his final journey to his so-called Lewis and Clark Trail and complete that. And in his head, he'll find peace by doing that. But he finds it's not that easy. He runs into many problems, and he meets the character Chris, played by Lucas Seven, along the way, and they blossom and create a really cool friendship and storyline between them, which is just really, really cool. Yeah,
that's awesome. I love that. Sounds like two great stories coming together and the whole community coming together at the Ghost Light to enjoy these two into one productions, which will be a lot of fun. Let's bring Paul Mao in on this. Paul, this show is going to be a lot of fun. Opens this weekend. What's the run of the show and things that people need to know before they come and check this out?
Yes. So a special start time. That's the most important thing. Normally our shows start a little later, but because of the dinner component, we have a 6 p.m. curtain.
Okay.
So we ask people to arrive by 5:30 or after 5:30, between 5:30 and 6. As you mentioned, Lewiston will begin right on time at 6 o'clock. And then we will scurry over for a nice 45-minute dinner at the Mason Jar if people have bought dinner tickets. Otherwise, they could stay in our back courtyard and drink to their heart's content. We have a liquor license for these shows. And then we'll come back, and hopefully the start time is 8:20, I think, for Clarkston. And we'll have you home by 10 o'clock is the hope. So we kick off this Thursday, July 14th, every night through Sunday, all at 6 o'clock, every single one. So there's no matinee on Sunday. So it's 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock. The following weekend as well, Thursday, July 21st through the 24th. Masks are optional outdoors, but we are still asking folks to wear a mask indoors. We will have masks provided to folks. There is a very special, as Christian mentioned, element of Huntington's disease mm-hmm. in the second play, Clarkston. And we are fortunate to have the Huntington's Disease Society of America participate on a special night the second Thursday, okay. July 21st, with a post-show talkback session. So it's a long night already, but folks that want to come together specifically sure. to have that great back and forth conversation about Huntington's and to bring awareness to that, it's going to be really, really special on that second Thursday on the 21st to have those folks with us. And yeah, we're That's very, very excited. So the 14th through the 24th, basically Thursday through Sunday.
Wonderful. Any sponsors or other people you want to mention yes. That got involved in this?
Yes, in addition to our friends at Mason Jar, we want to thank them again for the community aspect of that. Timothy's restaurant is actually our sponsor. Timothy's down in Sawyer. So we thank them, and Tom and Ronnie Buckley as well as sponsors. So yeah, we're very, very blessed to have such great sponsors.
Fantastic. And then looking forward to this show this weekend, but also you're busy, probably busy rehearsing at the moment for another show as well.
Not the best multitasker, but I'm doing what I can. We have begun rehearsals for our final show of the summer, the musical Violet. And Violet will be August 18 through 28. So I've got a couple of weeks left on that one. And that'll be inside the Black Box Theater. That is a musical. And those shows will be at 7:30 Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a 3 o'clock matinee on Sunday.
Fantastic. Well, so many great things happening at the Ghost Light in Benton Harbor. If we want to find more information, follow you guys, most importantly, get tickets for any of these upcoming shows, how do we go and find all that?
Ghost Light BH for Benton Harbor, ghostlightbh.com.
Wonderful. Well, thank you guys all for being a part of the show. Have a great opening weekend. Break legs and have good times. And don't get any sunburn. Make sure you have sunblock. You're going to need that. But thank you guys so much for being a part of the show today.
Thank you, John.
For having us.
Thank you.
Supporting this
thank
you. And supporting these actors and these stories. Appreciate it.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart. Highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference. On News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.